Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Let's get to the phone and take a call first. Josh is in the Bronx. Josh, lead us off.
I'm telling you, Keith, it's awesome. Listen, let's see what Jameis Winston has in the tank. And, you know, it's always great sports and everything. Look, thanks to the shout-out and everything, but I ain't no Steve Summers, okay, folks? I mean, like, you know, WFAN, they're the legend. Thank you for taking my call, as always, Keith.
Thank you, Josh. And you know what? I saw Josh in the YouTube chat. We're streaming live on YouTube. I was able to get the live up for the end of Steve's show into my show. So if you want to go to WFAN YouTube, we actually just hit 91,500 subscribers on the road to 100K. I saw Josh was in the chat. I saw people in the chat were excited for Josh to call in. So I went to Josh first, and you know, he mentioned, let's see what Jameis Winston's got. Jameis Winston was starting for the Browns last year. Definitely better than Dylan Gabriel. He lit it up with Jerry Jeudy. Like I said, the whole thing around him is limiting the turnovers. Let's hope all of this time that he sat on the bench, all of this film room, practice, work, being third string, let's hope that that did something for him. Let's hope that he lights it up. One thought I had as news came out today around Lil Jordan Humphrey. The Broncos are signing wide receiver Lil Jordan Humphrey off the Giants practice squad. Humphrey now is returning to Denver and is likely to play Sunday versus the Chiefs. And I'm like, why is he gone and not active? And Jalen Hyatt is going. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Hyatt is another guy. And I'm going to Joe Shane again. This is another Joe Shane masterclass. Right, Lil Jordan Humphrey gets snagged and goes back to Denver and was on the practice squad and wasn't elevated. He's somebody that already proved himself here with Dart. He's a throw the ball up, jump ball type of target, big receiver that you would probably like to see with a Jameis Winston. He's already been more productive than Jalen Hyatt. Just file that under Joe Shane stuff, and now this is like Joe Shane stuff post Brian Daboll's firing, right? Because he's going to be measured at some point here for everything, even Graham Gano. I saw Graham Gano was placed on IR for the second time this season. And Patricia Traina writes, I doubt that he plays again for this team. That's a Joe Shane guy that he paid and relied on, and a lot of the kicking issues can be traced back to Graham Gano not being available. Like, there are a lot of people that got really loud in the last couple days against Joe Shane. Ian O'Connor's tweets, you know, and if you recall, I read some of them, but he also wrote an article, and he said, I don't believe Joe Shane is certain to be the Giants GM next year. They needed someone to get things going on the search, especially with John Mara dealing with his illness. Ownership will make the final call on the coach in January, when I'd expect Shane to be reviewed again. So far, just in a couple days since Brian Daboll was shown the door, like, Lil Jordan Humphrey being pulled off the practice squad, going elsewhere, not being an available wide receiver to potentially help this team, and then Jalin Hyatt, who you traded up for to get, who's been a bust. Like, these are things that go against the GM. Graham Gano going on the IR again goes against the GM. So, Ian O'Connor also writes, as I follow up on Joe Shane, these seven games mean a lot to everyone in the Giants building. The GM can secure his employment here. But if they go 2-5 or 1-6 and Joe's players don't look any better without Daboll than with him, you don't just extend a GM who went 6-11, 3-14, 4-13. Correct. Because what head coach is coming in and inheriting a GM that isn't able to help, that hasn't done anything in this league? 888-808-1019. Kyle is in Eatontown, New Jersey with us next on The Fan.
What's up, Chief? How we doing, my man?
I'm good. Hanging in there.
So I'm on the other side of this one, as you know. My team's struggling right now coming into MetLife.
Packers fan.
Yeah, bro. I'm going to be up there. I was up there for the DeVito game with my son. Did not enjoy the ending of that one. But listen, man. Did you watch the Monday night game?
I did. I bet on it, and I was pissed off. So I'm like,
My apologies. But did you see that defense?
Yeah, I mean, the defense is good, but I mean,
I think Jameis is in for a long, long afternoon.
Okay, so let's talk about Jordan Love in that offense, though. And I know the Eagles' defense is much better than the Giants. But Jordan Love hasn't been sharp.
I understand that. But this dates back to a couple weeks ago. We had a conversation. We're talking about the state of the NFL. These teams, week by week, they just show up. They're ready to play or they're just laying eggs, man. You have teams that are so talented, you know, like the Bucks just laid an egg at home. And again, I know they're dealing with injuries. Packers are dealing with injuries.
They also,
you know, people don't
playing
understand,
against the Patriots.
You know, yeah, but like how good are the Patriots now the top team in the AFC? Like, is that what we're really about to crown them?
They're pretty decent, bro. And we're about to see them on Thursday Night Football. They might smack the Jets.
They're going to kill the Jets. It's just going to be a joke for the Jets. But it's just like the NFL this year is up for grabs, man. And like we said a couple weeks ago, it's fun to watch. I haven't given up on LaFleur and the Packers yet. I'm hoping the next two games against the Giants and the Vikings are get right spots. You know, we got the Lions on Thanksgiving. But I just don't see it with Jameis, man. I love to listen to him, but I think he's in for a long afternoon. I got Micah with 3+ sacks.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Kyle. You're a Packers fan. You should feel that way. But I'll say this to you. How did you feel when Joe Flacco and the Browns beat the Packers? The Browns that just lost to the Jets that we were speaking on. How did you feel watching Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers, who just lost to the Aints, any given Sunday? This team can rally. Let's play some cuts. Paulie, specifically go to the Brian Burns audio before we play Kafka and Jameis, because this just goes with what I was saying. Specifically look for Brian Burns. And, you know, Brian Daboll said that Jackson Dart is the leader of the team. Okay, the quarterback should be a leader, but there's no way a 22-year-old rookie playing 4, 5, 6 games in the NFL can be the leader of these grown-ass men. Brian Burns is the leader of the team. He's arguably the best player on the team, having the best year of his career in conversations for defensive player of the year. And I want you to listen to what he had to say today, and then I will take it from there. Go ahead and play it.
Team leader and a captain, what would you hope comes out of this in this locker room? You know, your coach was fired, and because of the record, you've talked about the player's responsibility. What would you hope the reaction is this moving forward in this locker room and on the field?
I hope the guys would, stick together, come together, come even closer. I kind of just told them, that situations like this, everybody's under evaluation, mm-hmm. Even though this is happening, nobody's going to turn on the film and be like, this was after Daboll got fired. That's why he's playing this way. Nobody cares. So I just told him, like, if there was ever a time to play your best ball, it's now. You know, if there's ever a time to bond together, stick together, it's now.
Okay. So that's exactly what I'm talking about. And you've seen this in the NFL before. They fire a coach and the team rallies around the players. All right. They just, I don't know. There's something about it. You think they're down and out. You think they're going to lay an egg. And they dig deep and they find it. And that is what we're walking into for the Giants. The Giants have been in every game. They just blow it late. What if Mike Kafka has the presence of mind to know what to do on third down, fourth down, penalties, kicking game, calling timeouts, where if the Giants get a lead, they're able to close? So I don't know. We will see on Sunday, but now is the time for the Giants in their building to rally around each other. The coach is gone, and Brian Burns just told you, hey, everybody's being evaluated the rest of the way out. If you've got a little bit more left in the tank, empty it now. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Moose in Jamaica next on the Fan.
Keith, what it do?
What up, what up?
First things first, shout out to the Schmooze. Would have called in, but I really felt it was a guest spot. You were nice enough to take, allow him some time. So quick story, I was locked up in 2018 and 2019 listening to Yankee games and falling asleep to the Schmooze. So he definitely has some sort of relevance and relevance with me as keeping me company in those situations. So real. Shout out to him. Much love and appreciation on the real. On the real. But to talk about the whole Giants, and then if I have time, I'll discuss a little bit about the GM meetings. But, all right, so Pete Game, this may sound controversial a little bit, with regards to this being a Giants station, me being a Giants fan, my skin color being black, whatever. But if you remember, like, I didn't really originally want Dable. Dable was basically hired after the first interview, the Rooney Rule. They interviewed Flores and another African-American candidate. So if you remember, Brian Flores still has a lawsuit against the NFL, even though he's working in the NFL, and the Giants are tied in that. So I don't know what bombshells might come, I don't know, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years later from that lawsuit. So that remains to be seen. But I really wanted Brian Flores primarily because of the defense, but I understand why the Giants went with a quarterback whisperer, because the problem with the Giants was we haven't had a quarterback since Eli. And if you look at the irony how that ties in, Jameis Winston will be the second ever starting African-American quarterback other than Geno Smith for that one start in the Giants' history.
So it'd be third.
Tyrod Taylor, I forgot about that. But once again, due to injury. But more so, the Daboll situation, I didn't want him fired, but I understand why they did it, because you can't keep pooping the bet as the CEO of the franchise, running the quarterback position, running the offense, having an ear on the defense, and losing these tight games.
So three strikes, Dallas game, Broncos game, Bears game, all games that you should have won late. Goodbye. Done.
Exactly. So, like, and I love what he did with Dart, but obviously, and Shane should go too, because he's made too many mistakes as a GM. And quickly on the baseball, besides the Mets obviously needing a center fielder and money coming off the books, and them being in the market for a starter or two or three, they have to figure out what they did with the bad contracts to pitchers. But I guess with Steve Cohen's impatience to win a championship and the Dodgers' recent dominance with money, I think Mets fans are in for a pleasant surprise with the reckless spending that might ensue from Steve Cohen pulling David Stern's ear and saying, get this man, get this man, get this man, and so on and so forth. As for the Yankees, real quick, the Skeens talk is remedial at best when it comes to the idea that starting pitching is not the pressing need, but it's an idea to keep into the future, Yankee fans, and even more so. what are we going to do with Ryan McMahon?
Thanks for the call, Moose. I will get into Steve Cohen's pocket versus David Stern's vision later. I will also get into Paul Skeens, more so Livy Dunn and the power of Livy Dunn. And we've got time for that, but let's try to stay on the Giants, and I'll go back to what you were saying about Brian Flores. I remember the whole conversation with Brian Flores. I remember being on for it. And Brian Flores being a Brooklyn native, a New Yorker, a hard-nosed guy that already had head coaching experience, sure, there's no shot that the Giants hire him. There's no shot. He's suing the league. He's also suing the Giants. I think the Broncos, the Dolphins, maybe one other team. He's a defensive coordinator with the Vikings. He was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's going to stay a coordinator. Same thing with Gruden. I also don't think there's any shot that John Gruden is the next head coach. The Maras and Tisch and the Giants being a legacy team and being right here in New York where the NFL offices are, I don't think they're going against the league, bro. And also, don't leave out that, like, you know, Brian Daboll might have been hired for this whole Josh Allen quarterback whisperer thing. You had Daniel Jones. Joe Shane was hired before Brian Daboll. He hired his guy from Buffalo. They were a package deal, and that brings us back to Joe Shane and where we are. It's a cold game. Nasty work. Dirty biz. Because Joe Shane protected himself. Joe Shane figured out how to save himself. Had Paul Schwartz in the building writing an article last month about the inner workings of the Giants and their front office and whatnot, and convinced the Giants that, you know, they've hit on these draft picks. But I don't think that they hit on all of these draft picks without Brian Daboll. I vividly remember seeing Brian Daboll at Malik Nabers' pro day. Dapping Malik Nabers up with a grin on his face like, yeah, this is the guy we're going to get. I joked the other night that if Marvin Harrison Jr. wasn't Marvin Harrison Sr.'s son with the same exact name, Malik Nabers is going to the Arizona Cardinals, as now Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to miss some time. It's a no-brainer pick. Jackson Dart. You know, I had somebody going back and forth with me today on the internet, and I'm not going back and forth with y'all on the internet. It's too many notifications. I have grown out of that. I don't have the time. Someone was trying to tell me, give credit where credit is due. Joe Shane drafted Jackson Dart. I said, you clearly didn't see the video from draft night. And it was an older gentleman, and I'm like, you probably aren't on Twitter or Instagram enough, but I saw the video. You saw the video. If you know what I'm talking about, Joe Shane is in a checkered suit, arms crossed, talking about, yeah, this is your guy. You know, he went through the process, and nobody's going to care about a third-round pick if you're right. We're just going to roll the dice. And Brian Daboll's sitting there like, we're not rolling the dice. This is the guy. Trade back up and get him. I would have taken him at 3 over Abdul Carter. Let's go to Sean out in Queens on the Fan next. Hello, Sean. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for taking the call. I just, you know, honestly, I just want to, if you allow me, I want to play devil's advocate for a second. And I get everything you're saying, and I'm not an apologist in any way for Joe Shane, but he's not getting a lot of credit for, you know, for things that happened realistically. And the first thing being, everybody called him crazy for re-signing Daniel Jones. I've always been a Daniel Jones guy. I've talked to, you know, I talked to Bart when he was on this station, on the other station. He was another guy that backed him. Daniel Jones looked always, to the eye test, looked like a player. Long story short, they killed him for signing him. Daboll, now, however it worked out, if you look back at that season, the Giants led the league in drops, and a lot of those games weren't Daniel Jones. But he's thriving in the Colts system.
Not to cut you off, now, Sean, but they killed him because it was a $160 million contract. When they came in, they could have picked up Daniel Jones' rookie option. They opted not to. They didn't believe in him. They literally brought Tyrod Taylor in, who knew the system coming over from Buffalo, being with Brian Daboll, and they plotted against him. They told the defense the plays when Daniel Jones was out there to see how he would react. They never loved him. But then, when Daniel Jones leads you to the playoffs, and Vanilla Vick is born, and he's running and scoring touchdowns, and the fans are chanting his name, then you can't get rid of your quarterback. So they overpaid him. And you know what people said in the league? They said nobody else on the market would have paid Daniel Jones that money. And then what did they do?
Let me ask you a question, though. He went to the playoffs. He took a rookie squad. He took a practice squad receiving core to the playoffs. And he set an NFL record that still hasn't been broken with some of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. Now, again,
Saquon Barkley was on that team. Wake Martindale ran that defense. It wasn't just Daniel Jones.
So you're not giving Daniel Jones credit for throwing three touchdowns, over 300 yards, and 70-plus yards? Come on.
No, I give Daniel Jones that credit. I still think it was bogus as hell to give him $160 million.
Okay. You're fair enough, and I agree with that. If you allow me, just with the draft also, okay? Now, you know, he obviously, Evan Neal was a bust. And everybody, you know, if you look at back then, Evan Neal would have been drafted by any team at that spot, by any draft, any scout, GM, everybody wanted him. So he's a bust regardless. So I get that. It goes on to him. But at the same time, Abdul Carter... is we pick Abdul Carter third when you said Dable wanted him third and Shane figured out a way to trade back and get Dart.
Dable wanted Dart Abdul. Third. That was reported.
Correct. And Shane said, no, I want to draft Abdul Carter and we'll figure out a way to get Dart again in that first round, which winds up, if we look at it now, after season one, so far, obviously Abdul Carter has no sacks. But he's in the quarterback's face every single play.
He's up there with pressures. He's always applying pressure, and that has helped unlock Brian Burns.
And can we agree? And you're right. And again, he fleeced the Carolina Panthers for Brian Burns. He drafted Scadaboo. He drafted Malik Nabers. So again, I don't want to. I'm not an apologist. I'm not giving him all the credit in the world. But can we not knock him for being the terrible GM that everybody's kind of, you know, putting him to be?
The record is the record. And I've been on all week talking about free agency as well. It's not just the draft. Anybody would have drafted Malik Nabers. I can't give you too much credit for the obvious pick there. And even going back to what you said about Evan Neal, anybody would have drafted Evan Neal. But as the general manager, how come you didn't generally manage the situation with that kid? An IMG kid coming out of high school, a Nick Saban Alabama product. I remember watching Hey Rookie, Welcome to the NFL with him training. I remember Michael Irvin raving about how he was going to be a monster. What happened? I guess you blame that on Brian Daboll and the coaching. The offensive line coach, whatever. But how do you let that kid become a bust? Like, see, that's the thing I was saying the other night too. Because so many people were pushing back here. Anybody would have taken Evan Neal. Yeah, anybody would have taken Ryan Leaf. Anybody would have taken Jamarcus Russell. Like, we could play this through every single year of the draft. You're responsible for what happens after you put the card in. Once they get in your building, too. Joe Shane, I can give him credit for hitting on Cam Scadaboo. I'm a huge Cam Scadaboo fan. I think anybody that has listened to The Fan knows my story with that guy. Being in here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're live watching him on TV when we're supposed to be hosting a show. Big Mac goes, Keith really does just watch sports. We're hosting a show here. He's locked on the game. I'm like, yeah, watch this kid. And I literally had said, whoever gets him, he's going to be steal of the draft. And Cam Scataboo himself said, I'm the best running back in the draft. When I saw he went to the Giants, I said, wow, the Giants won the draft. They got Abdul Carter and Jackson Dart in the first round. They got this kid in the fourth round. They're ready to roll. I give him credit, too. I also gave him credit for last year. Even though that team was not good, they had a lot of players that contributed as rookies. But it's the job is not just drafting. And he doesn't draft alone. He's got a whole team, a personnel scouting department, and coaches that weigh in on that. Like, if you can give him credit for the obvious picks, then you have to dock him for Deonte Banks, Evan Neal. Kayvon is mid, bro. To be picked that high, your first draft, to have those two top 10 picks. I don't know. What I'm saying with Joe Shane is, show me what he has done that he's safe. Show me what he has done that he is not just as responsible as Brian Daboll for the failure of the Giants the last three seasons. 888-808-1019. I was going to say, I can get another call in before we break here. Let's go to Frank out on Staten Island. Frank, talk to us. You're live.
Hi, Keith. It's a pleasure to talk to you, man. Well, first time caller, and I've been listening to you for a while now. I love what you do.
Thank you.
The Giants. First, I'm very excited to see Jameis Winston play over Russell Wilson. I'm looking forward to that. Jameis Winston is an absolute character. I think he'll bring a little life to this team after what's going on. Daboll had to be shown the door. I am not letting Joe Shane draft get another draft. I agree with you with some of the hits. He's had the hits, like Malik Neighbors, you can't miss. Abdul Carter, you can't miss. He's created back in for Jackson Dart. I get that. I'm going to throw a name out you. Do I want to be the next general manager? He interviewed when Gettleman got the job. His name is Louis Riddick, the guy over at ESPN. I think he's still over there.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's always been attached to the game. He interviewed for the Giants job years ago when Gettleman, who
just interviewed for the Jets job when the 33rd team brought him in.
There you go. So I'm not giving Joe Shane another draft. Look at Jalen Hyatt. Guy don't get off the bench. You know, Deonte Banks, and I was year one of Kayvon Thibodeau. I was high on him. I was at the game when they beat the Colts to go into the playoffs. I was like, this guy might be a stud. And in my opinion, I know I might catch flack for it, but I think he's regressed.
Yeah, over the last few seasons. Kayvon is a disappointment to me as well. I've tried to defend him and say give him time. Just coming off of this last game, all of those whiffs that he had when he had gotten there, he had a video going into this season where he was practicing wrestling, where he was like,
yes.
So if you're doing all that wrestling, come on, bro, put it into action. If you're doing all that.
And with the line, with Dexter Lawrence, with Brian Burns, I was excited. And I was like, yo, the Giants, their whole coaching staff's got to go. I don't know you hear all the names, who's going to come in, who knows. But Joe Shane cannot get another draft under his belt.
Thanks for the call. I agree. And I don't agree with this, but I understand them saying, yeah, start the process putting together some names for us as potential head coaches. Start doing that work for us the rest of the way. and the season's not over, continue doing your GM duties. We're not going to fire you. We can fire Daboll, and they can continue on. But we're not going to fire you as GM and then have, you know, the assistant GM assume your spot or whatever. Like, keep working. You're the next dead man walking, though. Brian Daboll was a dead man walking for 2 years. So is Joe Shane. And, like, you can, the pros don't outweigh the cons. You can give him credit for hitting on the last two drafts. And clearly the Giants put out there, oh, yeah, we believe in this talent. Or I forget how they worded. I got to go back to my notes to their statement about, like, you know, their core nucleus of young talent, whatever. But they don't win. Okay, Keith, so that's on the coach. Well, the coach is gone. But the next coach that you're going to bring in has to want to work with Joe Shane. Joe Shane honestly set Brian Daboll up for failure. Maybe they win those games if they had a little more depth. You can go back to the Broncos game in their secondary. Once Paulson Adebo and Javon Holland go down, you're relying on the first-round bust in Deontay Banks again. You know, fast forward, you're relying on Corey Black, a seventh-round pick that was not on your team, that was with the Jets practice squad that came back. These guys are thrust into competition. They're barbecue chicken. The other team's offensive coordinator's like, yeah, go at him. Yep, we're going at that guy right there. So the depth is a huge issue. And I had said this the other night. He was assistant general manager with the Buffalo Bills. As much as we talk about Josh Allen's development with Brian Daboll, what was talked about with Joe Shane and the Buffalo Bills is, okay, how did the Buffalo Bills get right? Because they were bums. They were trash. How did they right the ship there? Through the draft. Through building their roster through the draft. Having the depth through the draft. And then adding a couple free agents here and there. They have missed on so many picks in the draft that they haven't been able to build the depth of this Giants team. And every team in the NFL goes through injuries. Every team gets hurt. And you survive based on your depth. And the Giants haven't been able to survive, even in the games that they were competitive and should have won. 888-808-1019 is 1030. We got plenty of time, though. We'll continue with the Giants conversation. I do want to play a little bit of Famous Jameis. I do want to play a little bit of Mike Kafka. We'll do that when we come back. We'll take more of your calls. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB. K-Mac, C-Mac, nighttime, overnight on the Fan in New York. Now, we just got to bring this breaking news in. It's not great, but hopefully it's not much of a big deal. James L. Edwards, who covers the Knicks for The Athletic, reports that Jalen Brunson left MSG in a walking boot and crutches. No official report from the team on the injury. Brown just said afterwards that he rolled his right ankle. Paulie alerted me, and I went to Twitter to find the video. And, you know, I was in here talking to Steve when this happened. There was about a little bit less than 2 minutes left, and Brunson's driving to the lane, and he tweaked, I think, his right ankle, and it just makes you think a couple things, right? Right, it's late in the game. If this was Tom Thibodeau, they would have said, why is he in the game? They weren't going to win the game. You know, they were down 15 or whatever they were down. Also, how many times did we see Brunson go into the locker room, come out with a new leg, new ankle, new foot? Also, something I said last night was, is this a super team? Stay healthy. Stay healthy. Your stars are your stars. This team looks good. But you got to stay healthy. It's a long road. 888-808-1019. We're still doing Giants stuff. We're going to talk about the Knicks, though, as well. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach on the Fan. What's up, man? Mario. Doot, 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 doot. All right, Mario's not there. He'll call back. He's good at this. Let's take a Giants call, and then we will queue up Mike Kafka and Jameis Winston, just in case you didn't hear their media availability today. I felt like it was a good day for Giants fans. Nobody should be celebrating, you know, Brian Daboll's firing. It's just something that had to happen. I even hate how the picture of him outside of his house has circulated. It's like, oh, Brian Daboll spotted. Yeah, at his home where he lives, where his wife and kids are. Like, chill. He's wearing the Penn State hoodie. I joked, I'm like, he's gonna be Franklin's next offensive coordinator wherever they go. I think Dable's going to get an NFL offensive coordinator job, though. Anyway, let's take a couple calls, and we will queue up Mike Kafka meeting the media for the first time as the Giants interim head coach, and Jameis Winston meeting the media for the first time as QB1. Out on Long Island, Jay, you're on the Fan. Go for it.
What's going on, Keith? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I got a couple things. First, I feel bad for Kafka because he's saddled with the defensive coordinator they're giving him, and now he has to try to find a way to earn a job or even earn another head coaching interview. It's messed up. They have two guys on their staff right now who could take over for Bowen, and it's messed up that they're not even giving him a chance. I hope he gets a chance to maybe make a change there, either go to Mount Manuel or
I'll say this. I don't know if we have the clip, but I listened today, and he spoke on not being privy to the defensive discussions, and now he has the opportunity to have a hand in that with Shane Bowen. To say, hey, all right, this is what we're going to do here on, I don't know, second and long, third and long, fourth and short, late in game situation. Right. So hopefully he can change what we've seen that has damned the Giants this entire year.
Yeah, I did hear something about that, so maybe it is a scheme thing, and it's not all on Bowen, so we'll see about that going forward. But I got a name for you for head coach.
Okay.
Davis Shaw.
Davis Shaw.
Yeah, Stanford guy, was cut his bones in the NFL, went to college, had a great career there.
I'm looking up to see
back
where's
in the NFL.
Where's he at right now?
Passing game coordinator of the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was at Denver in their front office last year. So I think he's the kind of guy who has the history. He has, you know, he can run a program. You know, he knows what he's doing. He's been around great offensive guys. He has a good offensive mind, and his tree. And he has a long, you know, long reach, so he could build a good staff.
Yeah, he's got a ton of experience. That is a name that I haven't heard yet. Thanks for the call, Jay. We've probably gone through 25 different names. Back to another Ian O'Connor tweet. Ian O'Connor wrote today. He said, "The day Brian Daboll was hired, John Mara said of hiring head coaches without previous head coach experience, in quotes, it's the most difficult decision by far that you ever make in this business because you just don't know." He goes on to write, "The Giants can't hire a novice head coach again after Dable, Judge, McAdoo, despite the good assistance available. Nor can they go the Pat Shurmur or Spags route, former head coaches with sub-300 winning percentages. They need absolute certainty on this one. Someone with a winning head coach pass, preferably on the NFL level, but at least at the major college level." And then, in you know, he adds Lane Kiffin, Marcus Freeman. Now, I did see a report about Marcus Freeman. I don't know if they'll go there. I mean, they'd have to be absolutely wowed by him. But I saw a Big Blue Film Room on Twitter said there's high regard for Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman in the Giants building, and that came from Paul Schwartz. So who knows? It's a long way to go. We don't know what coach is going to be fired. We don't know who Joe Shane has contacts with. We don't know if Joe Shane's going to be here, but I think it's a good thing. Let's see what Mike Kafka does, and let's see if the Giants are able to win some games here. I think if you get Shane out the way, this is the most attractive spot. All right, I think experienced head coaches will be lining up to interview with Mara and Tish and take this job. You're most likely going to have a top five pick. You have Jackson Dart, Malik Nabers, Cam Scadaboo, Abdul Carter, Andrew Thomas, Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns. You know, like there's some good players here. I don't trust a GM, man. I feel like any coach that comes in here is going to want a different GM because it's going to be so important to build the depth of this team through the draft and free agency. Gary's in Waterbury, back on the Fan. G-Makes, what up?
I smash teeth, F your beef, no relief. I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
Yo, it's been a minute. You know it's been a minute.
Yeah, I was gone for a week. I was gone for a little while.
No. Another season down the drain. Another new head coach.
Yeah.
Another new OC next
another
year.
Another new starting quarterback.
For a rookie QB, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Jameis is a sideshow, so we're going to get some entertainment out of that. And our defense is so overrated. It's so overrated. It's despicable.
It's just crazy because all that was talked about in the preseason was, wow, this Giants front, this Giants defense, they really got a chance here to be dominant.
Yeah. Abdul Carter gets a lot of pressures, but you know what? You need sacks and turnovers.
Yeah, he was interviewed today talking about
that. You know what makes you a beast? It's sacks and turnovers that make you a good player. And tackles.
Tackles for loss.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Gary. Yeah, Abdul Carter was interviewed today, and he mentioned, I think he said he has 4 sacks that got called back because of penalties. We saw that in the last game, him and Dexter Lawrence. That sucks. Like, you get home, and it gets wiped off the board because of shaky coverage in your secondary. All right, let's go to Mike Kafka. Let's go to some of the audio from today, earlier today around 12:30 when he met the media. In case you missed that, we will play some of it. And like I said, Mike Kafka is a guy that to me that's always seemed very reserved, quiet, I would even say. And now he gets the spotlight. Now he gets to audition here. I think it's a uphill battle for the guy. I'm rooting for the guy. And I think it starts with this week. The Packers are not world beaters. They're frauds. They talked about going 11-0, or not 11-0. They talked about going undefeated this year after they were like 1-0 or 2-0. They lost to the Browns. They lost to the Panthers. They can't lose to the Giants in Giants Stadium, where last time they played in Giants Stadium, they laid an egg. Of course they can. They don't know what Jameis Winston's going to look like throwing the ball to Darius Slayton and Wandale and the tight ends. And the defense has to lock in because Jordan Love is suspect. And if they can stop Josh Jacobs, you know, the Packers have a few different receivers, but none of them are game breakers. You know, none of them are dominant. Like, Christian Watson had some catches last week. Romeo Doubs didn't do anything. Tucker Kraft is out. Like, why can't, I might even bet the Giants this week. But last week, I said it's my fault. It's my fault the Giants lost because I took them against the Bears. I was like, damn it. I was like, I know better than to bet on the Giants because all they do is find ways to lose. It was inevitable. I even tweeted out, no way they lose this game, right? I didn't think Jackson Dart was going to get knocked out of the game. I can't even cash out my bets. Like, I go to cash out, not available. Anyway, here's Mike Kafka speaking first and foremost on the firing of Brian Daboll.
When you first heard that he was being relieved and that he was going to be interim, what was were those initial emotions and reaction like?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Murray
Reese's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, you certainly didn't. I mean, I certainly didn't anticipate it, but you know, it's one of those things they happen in this league. And again, I'm appreciative of what Dave's has done for me as a professional, as a coach, as a person, and you know, getting to understand and know his family. And you know, these things are, you know, there's a human element to it too. So, you know, I'm very sensitive to that, and I wish him nothing but the best. And we'll continue to, you know, stay in touch with him because he's a great friend of mine. So, but you know, there's a time for us in this group to continue to move forward and go enjoy this and enjoy this process and this journey.
Cold game. You know, he's got to act like he didn't have any idea this was going to happen, but they all had ideas this was going to happen. Like, Brian Daboll's seat has been hot for the last 2 seasons. Okay, Mike Kafka on what makes a great head coach, in his opinion.
What makes a great head coach in your mind, and how does that compare to the challenge of having to step in as an interim head coach when there's a lot that's already, you know, put in place for you?
I think the best head coaches I've been around are guys that are confident, poised, have a direction, have a plan, and then go execute the plan. And if something goes just a little bit different, then you go back and you adjust. You have flexibility to adjust, accountability, holding guys accountable to the highest standard. If it's not right, fix it. Don't wait and let things just kind of trickle and snowball, right? So you want to be able to do that. Guys that empower players to be their best. And so those are things that I've learned over my past that I think are great qualities in a head coach and things that I try to mirror.
Man, I hope he backs up those words. This may be his only opportunity in life to head coach in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way that the chips have fallen here. He was getting consideration in the past. The Giants held on to him. And now he's the interim the rest of the way. And it's a tough audition. Man, if you can affect the game, affect the game. If you can stop the bleeding, stop the bleeding. If it feels like it's about to unravel, don't let it. If you are up and you have a lead, protect that lead. You know, the biggest thing, and I was talking about this the last couple nights, I really hope that when Jackson Dart comes back, he's not listening to the outside noise about, you got to protect him, you got to protect him. You don't. Like, he's got to protect himself. He's got to protect himself. And I feel like right now, Jackson Dart is learning the hardest lesson. You know he's got to be sick that he can't play right now. You know he's got to be hating the fact that he's in concussion protocol. He can't go this week. He might not go next week. But I'm really hoping that Mike Kafka does not hear all the outside noise about, like, I was listening to Steve too, and I don't mean to like correct Steve, but it is what it is. I think Steve said something about like Jackson Dart having 25 design runs in the Chicago Bears game. It wasn't in that one game. I think he had 4 design runs in that game, and 2 of them went to the crib. And if he's had 25 in the 6 starts that he's had, I don't mind that because this guy's got 7 rushing touchdowns. Like, I've been screaming this all week, and I know Big Mac has echoed it too. And Big Mac has talked about it as far as, like, if you guys are saying that Brian Daboll was reckless with this kid's health to save his job, like, that's a lofty claim. It's a part of the offense. And I think people are so confused. Like, people are like, Lamar Jackson runs. Not like that. Have you guys watched Lamar Jackson in the last couple of years? Lamar Jackson is a passer. Of course he can take off and run, but he's sliding. Jalen Hurts is sliding. They're getting out of bounds. Mahomes will take off. Mahomes is getting out of bounds. He's deking the defense. Like, Jackson Dart is about to learn the hard way. Get down. You're hitting your TikTok dances in the end zone, youngin. They don't like that. CJ Gardner-Johnson's coming to hit you. Like this is the NFL. Gruden was telling you, stop being evil Knievel. So what I'm saying, going back to Kafka, and we'll play a little bit more audio here before we get to the 11 o'clock break and update, 888-808-1019. I hope Kafka keeps it in the offense, man. Because Dart, when you watch him run, his vision as a runner, I'm like, this kid's a freaking running back. He's got good field vision. Like that second touchdown he scored against the Bears where he first set them up inside, but he knows. I remember playing at JMU. Used to be hash numbers sideline when you run the ball, man. Stay inside until you could get boop, 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 hash number sideline. And he set them up, and then he got enough room to get to. I'm like, this kid is cold as hell. Do not neuter him because it's like, oh, he's been concussed. He's had this many trips to the concussion tent. It's football. Get him a better helmet. Tell him to buckle his damn chin strap. I'm tired of seeing his helmet being slid up and down. Get him a better helmet. If you got to put a guardian cap on him, tell him, make the guardian cap look cool. How about you be the coolest guy with a guardian cap, Jackson Dart? But Mike Kafka, do not go the rest of the season when Jackson Dart comes back. I even heard somebody calling the BT and South saying that they shouldn't have played him last week against the Chicago Bears to protect him because the season's over. And it's not, what? He's developing. He needs every rep he could get. And he is the team. He's the most exciting thing about the Giants right now. Why would you watch if they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go with Russell Wilson against the Bears because, you know, Dart has been getting beat up. He took an ass whooping against the 49ers. What? So I'm like, you guys sometimes watch football, but you don't realize it's a rough-ass game, man. It's modern-day gladiator. And he is a gladiator. You cannot take the design runs out of his game. He's too good at it. And it's a defense beater. They can't stop it. You know? 888-808-1019. Mike Kafka, it was his decision to start Jameis. But I think it was all of our decision. I remember looking at Twitter. I think everybody at WFAN was tweeting after we saw Russ, hey, Jameis got to start this week if Dart can't clear concussion protocol. But then Kafka speaks on the play calling. This is Mike Kafka on who will call plays.
You still call plays, though, Mike? Mike, you still call plays? You say from Kelly as the offensive coordinator?
Yes.
Mike, you still call plays?
Yeah, so, I mean, I already kind of alluded to it. He's going to continue the play calling, and that is the continuity. That's keeping things the same. And I think that's the right way to go. I think that's the right way to go about this. And Kelly has been elevated as the offensive coordinator, but I think that's probably for like meeting purposes and stuff that they do to prepare. But Mike Kafka will call the plays. Obviously, Dart is not in there this week. I think they will have some new wrinkles and some new things that the Packers do not have on film that they will not necessarily be prepared for. And I know that Packers defense is tough, but I think they have a chance to compete with the Packers, and the difference this week should be that if they get a lead late, maybe they can keep it. Maybe they won't fold. Maybe they won't blow it this time. Or maybe they will again because they're the Giants and that's what the Giants do. I don't know. It's 11 o'clock. We'll get into some other stuff. I know you guys want to talk baseball. As I see Buck Showalter at MLB Network talking about Alex Bregman projected offer, 6 years, $171 million. That's a good place to start. We'll start with Alex Bregman when we come back. Keith McPherson on the Fan.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Thank you.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.